9-12-39 at Barber and Second, inbound.
9-12-39, how can I help?
Well, at 19th and Barber, back there by the Safeway, inbound. There's one of our usual customers, and he's inebriated and had a spilling wine cooler on him. I did not let him board. But I'm really concerned about him just sitting there in the sun at that stop. I don't really know what to do, but I just wanted to make you guys aware of that because it's, I mean, it's warm and he's just sitting there drinking. I know that's not our responsibility, but he's right there at the bus stop, and I didn't know what the protocol was for that. If there could be a welfare check, because he was nearly passed out. I pulled up, he got himself to his feet. But then as he stood up, he's pouring the wine color, you know, on himself by accident. And I said, I can't have you board. It also looks like he's maybe vomited on himself as well. So he has a biohazard. I just didn't know really what to do.
Okay. Normally, if you believe somebody needs a welfare check and they're at our stop, we need you to wait there and call us. So it's hard for us to get help to somebody when we have nobody on scene to answer questions from emergency personnel. So normally if you feel like there's somebody that needs a welfare check, just stay there and give us a call. But I will see about getting a supervisor out there to drive by, see if he's still in the shelter.
Okay, and on that side of the street, there is no shelter. It's just in the sun. And I didn't think he needed any help now. I'm just anticipating possibly an emergency situation later on. So I guess if I drive by in an hour and a half or 2 hours and he's still there and I see him in an emergency situation, then I can do a welfare check at that point and I will stick there with him. Okay, I appreciate the information. Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. Thank you, 1407.